Can you feel the power? Feel the power the devil is.
Positive Power 21.org. Internet radio.
You are listening to Gary Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. My name is Davis and I'm from Haiti, but I live in Dominican Republic. I'm here, Positive Power 21, Gary Royce Live Worldwide.
Hey, what's up, family? What's up? Welcome, welcome to Late Night. Late Night with Jerry was live worldwide. And the beautiful Kelly Holland out of Baltimore City. That's right, Charm City, baby. And stand by, y'all. We got a very lovely guest tonight. I had a chance to hear this lady interview a couple shows ago. Right here on the Positive Power platform. And then she was really dropping some gems. And that is Prophetess Elma E. Neely is going to be here. And she's a native New Jersey, but she's just joined up with Beyond the Fence Records Entertainment. And I'm doing her thing. They out on tour right now. So you want to catch this show so you can find out how you can link up and connect with Beyond the Fence Entertainment. They bring a very exciting, high-energy show filled with the spirit. And we need it right now, y'all. We need, like, gallons of it right now. I don't even know what to say about this world. Now, even with number 45 is still hanging in there. I don't know how's he doing it. He must have got the best lawyers in the world, I could say. If that would have been 44, he would have been in prison. Yeah, he'd been there. But I don't know how 45 is doing it. All right, let's talk to Kelly Holland. She's just coming in from Greece, and she's still healthy. What's going on, Kelly Holland? You didn't get the cooties over there?
Hey, 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 Batman. Hey, Baltimore. How is everybody? And I guess I'm cooties free, thank you.
I don't know how she does it. She's been escaping it. Well, anyway, Batman's been escaping it, too.
Oh, man. Praise God.
That's right.
You know the Lord blesses fools and babies.
That's right, man. I drink elderberry for breakfast. See, I have elderberry for breakfast.
Well, my old you know,
that's the key.
You know what, Batman? You're going to be my producer and my trainer because I'm out here fools and babies lifestyle. You hear me?
Yeah.
But Greece was beautiful. We had a great time. We celebrated three graduations, college, yeah, high school, and middle school. We also celebrated some birthdays while we was out there. My baby turned 18. So congratulations. This has been a celebratory time for my family.
Yeah.
And I just want to give God all the glory and all the praise.
Amen.
For he's allowed me to hang with it.
That's
and
right.
Afford it. Praise God, yeah, for affording it. Yeah,
you take the whole family out there. Man. So did you guys fly there or you what was
mighty.
It? So did you fly there or was it a cruise? You flew there? Yeah.
Wow. No, sir. We flew. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. We had connections in Paris and Athens.
Mm-hmm.
But we hung out on the island of Crete. Crete. So Crete is where we went.
Oh.
Where the food is fresh, the people are friendly, but you better bring some mosquito block. Cause they will tear your melanin up. You hear
so
me?
So them mosquitoes.
Tear that melanin up.
So them mosquitoes is rougher than the DMV.
Vicious, man.
Man, cause I don't.
Vicious.
I don't even see them.
Okay.
I still can't find one.
You're right.
Yeah, I've been getting bitten and didn't even see them.
Life here. You go there. Nah, baby. They outside. They in the house. They is intrusive. You
wow.
hear me? But that is not going to be the focus of my vacation. We had us a great time, and I give God all the glory for making it happen.
So the deal is,
and we had trouble.
See, I always think that you know, mosquitoes like, you know, fresh water and everything. So is the island, is it surrounded with fresh water? Or is that salt water?
Yes, it's a salt water. And I definitely swam in that beautiful blue salt water.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The ocean was amazing. The beaches were beautiful. The people were absolutely amazing. See, I love traveling to European countries because, you know, they're not racist like America is overly, excessively racist. Mm-hmm. And so you get to hang out with all different cultures, all different type of people. Everybody's friendly. Yeah. You think you're just looking at somebody that's from the Caucasus Mountains, but these people are diverse, you know? So it was a great time just getting to learn new cultures and to taste new foods. And to see new scenery. I mean, Batman, it was amazing. Wow. You know your girl had to jump in that water. Yeah, there was no way I'm going to Greece and not getting in that ocean.
That's right.
Oh, no. We got to enjoy God's miracles and all his nature. So it was a great time, and thank you for allowing me to share that on Positive Power.
Yeah, man, we gotta share. You know, when people do wonderful things like that. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to go to the Virgin Islands with my wife, but I didn't go. You know, she went with her friends. And, of course, their husband showed up and everything. Okay. But Batman just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
That's messed up. Yeah. I would have kept that to myself. I wouldn't even have told anybody that I kept my wife by herself on a couple's trip.
It wasn't a couple trip. It was the sorority. Okay. It was for the sorority, their line sisters. So I didn't really want to, you know, be like tanging along.
Oh, well, nobody husband was supposed to be there for that.
Yeah, right. They just showed up, right. They just, yeah, those guys showed up. But they put them to work. They made them work. They were taking pictures and videotaping, and they were prepping food.
They made them work.
Yeah, they made him work. See, I wasn't trying to work.
You know, Derek going well. He was not supposed to be there. Yeah, let his frat brothers be throwing a party. He don't even let his wife near the airport, baby.
Yeah. They had him DJing and setting up tables and getting towels and... Yeah,
well,
I wasn't trying to work.
He was supportive.
See, I'm lazy. When I go places like that, I want to be lazy. I ain't trying to work. Yeah, I ain't trying to do no work. I'm lazy on the beach. Yeah, so anyway, that's what they did. And O'Kelly line drop. Will she be back? All right. Well, look, y'all hang in there. We got the prophetess is here. Alma E. Neely. She's here to talk about her journey. She is from the New Jersey area. That's right. You guys know about New Jersey. It's on the other side of New York. This is where people move to when they get tired of the hustle and bustle of New York. They want to chill out a little bit. They go to New Jersey. So anyway, Kelly be right back. And we're excited to have this show. We know you guys are going to enjoy it. And, hang in there. Just hang in there. And shout out to Shay Samuels and David Benton of Beyond the Fence Entertainment. Okay, there go Kelly. Shout out to them. Thank you for setting all of this up. And speaking of David Benton, you guys are going to have to check us out on Friday nights at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Boxcast TV and WeekendChannel.tv and catch Who I Am America, man. We've been getting some guys telling their story about their journey in America, and I'm still trying to figure out how some of those guys got out. I was like, wow. But they doing good things right now. Yeah, right. And but they doing great things right now. They're giving back to the community. They're taking some of these young boys under their wings and teaching them the right way. Because basically, people just want to make a living and take care of them fans. I don't think people just wake up and say, I want to be a hardcore criminal. You know, you're trying to survive and make a living, you know?
And not only that, you really don't have the wherewithal as you're coming out of public school to succeed. So
without some type
of trade and mentorism and things of that nature, we have a lot of high school to jail turnkey events.
Yeah.
But glory be to God for these men that come back. They serve their community appropriately and truly. And they take these young brothers under their wing and they show them how to be men in their community, which is something that was taken away when they took the black man out of the family. And I'm going to stand by to my last breath. Amen.
And the wars didn't help neither. I know a lot of, you know, cities, major cities and countries suffered when a lot of men went off the war. And a lot of them came back pretty messed up. I mean, even today, you look at some of these young couples on TikTok and all of them, you know, they come back and a lot of guys just, I mean, I've seen some really good movies that seem so real. The guys just couldn't handle them. They had an opportunity to get back in the military. They would go back, some of them. And I don't know.
That's a better life for them. You know, they've been conditioned to be this weapon.
Yeah.
And it can do some damage on a person, unless that's just who you are. It can do some damage. But I'm grateful that more resources are coming available for our vets. And I'm grateful for the vets because somebody had to do it. I said, look, my kids got asthma. We got this. Something was wrong. Yeah. It couldn't have been me.
Right. Yeah.
You're crazy. I'm gonna leave it right there. You should just imagine the joke going through my head right now.
We're gonna leave that alone. But look, Kelly, I want to say, exactly. I want to say this before I turn the mic back over to you. Congratulations today. Your episode of with Ben Tankard. A lot of people have seen his episode on Bravo, Thicker Than Water. His wife is out there doing her thing, Jewel Tankard. You know, she's really becoming right. She's really
trendsetter. Yeah, she's doing big things every morning. They do a prayer call.
That's right. Mm-hmm. My sister went to a conference last couple weeks ago in Memphis. I think it was in Memphis. I think she said it was really. They had a really good time. I'm sorry, it was in Wisconsin. It was in Wisconsin. They really enjoyed it with Jewel Tankard. Yep. So anyway, great job. That show should be airing Comcast in a couple of weeks, but right now it's airing on the Weekend Channel and BoxNet. So check it out, everybody. All right, let's let our guest out.
Thank you, Batman.
You're welcome. What's up, Ms. Neely? Sister Neely, what's going on? How you doing?
Praise God. What a blessing.
Amen.
I'm honored to be a part on your radio show. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sorry it took us so long.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, Miss Kelly. She wasn't here last week, so I had to get my 5 minutes in double time. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, Batman.
No, you had to do your family thing. All right. Well, y'all have a great show. I'm right here if you need me. All right. Amen.
All right. Thank you and amen. And thank you again for joining us this evening, Prophetess. Please let our listeners know who you are and what it is that you do.
Praise God. Again, my name is Alma E. Neely. Praise the Lord. I am honored to be a part of your show on tonight. And I am a part of Beyond the Fence Enterprise. I'm one of the artists. Yeah. Praise God. And also in the ministry, praise God. And I am just happy to be alive among the living and not the dead.
Amen to that.
That's right. Amen. It's good to be back on your show again. I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be a part of your program on tonight. And I'm looking forward and going in the things of God, whatever He have me to do. I'm just yielding to it and going forward.
And aren't you obedient? Me to do.
I feel like I better be.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, and I've been quite transparent about my spiritual struggles lately, but I will say that God has been speaking to me much more clearly lately, and I'm so grateful for the attention. Oh, it's bringing tears to my eyes right now. Thank you, Father God, because our relationship is what's important. You know, I've been struggling with going back into the church, but my relationship with God, I kept telling myself it still isn't strained. But although it's different, because in that place of worship is where I feel Him most, and so not being in His house. Has run a toll on me, and I don't know where this has come from, Prophetess, because I surely didn't want to start off talking about my business, but here we go, because the tears won't stop flowing, so the message must have been purpose to speak. But I'm so grateful that my Savior is here and present, and I'm so grateful that He has different outlets to send me messages to show me that our connection is real, and it is because of the obedience, Lord God, of prayer and the obedience of discipleship and the obedience of being on a podcast with folks such as yourself. And it's because of the obedience that I say glory to you, Father, because you did not turn your back on me, and you waited for my sickle tail to get back on track. And I just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. We all have a story to tell. Yes.
Amen.
I know that's right. That's right. Amen. I feel you. I know exactly what you're saying. Father, keep me on track.
Yes.
Don't let me get off the track.
well, what do you do when you get off track, Prophetess? Do you have those moments now that you are, you know, you got a title in the church. So do you have those moments?
Yes, Lord, I'm human. Yes, Lord, I still have to run to Jesus. I have to run to him and seek his face. I don't want to be off track, but sometimes we miss it, you know. But I run to Jesus and I said, where did I miss it, Father? Help me, God. Where do I need to be? What I need to do, Father? You lead and guide me, not me. You lead and guide me, Father. And that's what I have to do.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. And thank you for letting us know, because it's difficult out here in this world. Every time you turn right and you want to walk in the path of our Savior, you got some type of demon coming against you, coming against your goal, coming against your mind, your spirituality, coming against your finances, coming against your health, coming against your family, your children. And I just want to say, under my feet, devil, you will stay. You will not
Mind. You got to go. You have to talk to You have to speak it. You have to speak the word. You have to talk that word. And not only just talk it, you got to walk it too. And yes, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's his job. And that's what he want to do. He want to stop you in your track. But you can't back down. You can't give up. You got to keep pressing. So you have to keep going and don't look back.
Yes, Spirit is here. Prophetess, when you were gaining your prophetess title, and right before that day of reckoning, was it difficult for you to choose Jesus? Like, was that always a choice for you in your life?
It wasn't difficult for me to choose him, I guess, because I had went through so much hell. It's like I wanted him.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I'm just saying, I found out.
Hell, I wanted God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
It just hit me. I'm a little slow.
Yes, you know, I'm here to run to him. I mean, it was so terrible. I had to run to him. Yes, Lord.
But if you don't mind, could you shine just a little light on why you made the decision? Like, what was going on that you said, you know what, I know better. Lord, please accept me. Like, what was it?
Yes, a lot of things happened in my life. But I used to be in the world, amen, and I was in the R&B singer, which I'm not going to knock the R&B singers, because God give you the gift, so you use it the way God leads you to use it. But I want to say this for me. It wasn't for me to be in the R&B, be an R&B singer, even though I wanted to be an R&B singer, but God said no. And a lot of things happened to my life. I went through tragedy from a drug addict. My first marriage, I was in a marriage. The husband was a drug addict, and I lost everything that I owned. From, I would always say, I lost a house, I lost two cars, a truck, a motorcycle, and property. I lost everything I had, and I thought the end of the world was, you know, I was at the end of the world when all those things were, and so it was at a point that I wanted to take my life, and God had to speak to me to get my attention, and I just went through a lot of turmoil, and I came up with my mom when I can remember my mother in New Jersey, and she's deceased now, but I can remember my mother, and we was a party type family. We celebrated everything we celebrated. My mother partied on every little thing, and I remember coming up in the party life, you know. So it's a lot of things happened in my life that I had to get to Jesus, because I know the devil was trying to destroy me, you know. And I went through I went through sickness. I used to be asthmatic. I used to be sick all the time. It's a lot of things happened in my life that I was like, something got to give. Something got to be better than this, you know. And it was just so much things that happened in my life, and I know I had to submit to God, you know. Lost a lot of things. I lost a lot of homes. I lost a lot I lost a lot, but I had to make up my mind that I was going to follow Jesus. And so God would just actually speak to me. I would have dreams and, oh, my goodness, I would be having dreams and visions and things would be flashing in my face. I didn't understand what was going on with me.
God was talking to me,
and I didn't know. I didn't understand. But as I got older and as I was getting into different teachings, and God was ministering to me, and so that's how I found out who I was in him. So I accepted because I got tired of running.
I got tired of running
till I just stopped and submitted to God. Amen. I had to submit to God. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
For letting us know your journey. I truly appreciate you doing so, because not all my church folk guests, they don't. They be like, well, you know, I had a time in there, but now I'm with Jesus. I'm like, girl, tell us your struggle, please. We're struggling out here. We know we want God. We need God. We yearn for God.
We're struggling out here.
Yes, Lord God, every day and renewed strength. And so I thank you for being open and honest with us. And so, Prophetess, please let us know, how did your gift and gospel music help further your relationship with God?
Oh, my goodness. God would minister to me in my sleep, and I would be singing in my sleep, and I would wake up and write down what God has given me, and I would just write. And so I know God was going to use me one day, and I just knew within myself that God is going to allow me to be a singer. And I even had dreams that I would be on a platform singing in my dreams. And so I knew God was going to use me one day. So I just stepped out in a leap of faith and started writing and started from there. And the very first song that I ever wrote was "Since Jesus Came Into My Life." So the very first song, gospel song that I ever wrote was "Since Jesus Came Into My Life," and I have been going since. So I just thank God for the opportunities and doors that He's opening and going forward in what He had me to do, and not only just singing, but also ministering His word and praying for people, and just allowing God to just use me. Allow Him to use me the way He sees fit, you know?
Amen. And I thank you that you're able to see the bigger picture. And so when you sing and you bringing it to the business side of it, does it take away from your message? Do you find that the business side is maybe harming your overall message from God?
No, it doesn't take away. No. Matter of fact, it adds to it. Because you can see yourself, you know, going forward in what God give you, you know, just like this song that I have. I've written the latest song, "This Is My Love Song." You know, that was a message through my dreams that I know God was ministering to me, because at that point I was sick. I had COVID-19 and I was on my deathbed.
Oh, no.
And so I knew God was ministering to me. Yes, I wrote that song, "This Is My Love Song," through it. I started off a little earlier, but I put it down and I wouldn't do anything with it. But God allowed me to pick up that song and move with that song, "This Is My Love Song." So I know God ministered through me, you know, with that song. It's just a blessing.
Yes, it is a blessing. And this is your new project that you have out, correct?
Yes, it is. This is my love song. Mm-hmm. This is the newest that I have. And I just thank God for it, because it really ministers to your heart. And I'm showing and I'm talking to God that I'm in love with Him. And I thank God for Him, and I'm ministering to Him, and He's ministering back to me. So it's all in my heart. That's why I wrote that. God gave me
beautiful
that song to write. Yes,
that's beautiful. Amen. I you know, that kind of reminds me of the Clark Sisters. Remember that old song, A Love Song? Jesus is a Love Song. Oh, my gosh. And, so, and this one kind of, although I haven't heard your song, it reminded me of it. So I can't wait for us to play it this evening for our listeners. So I would love to hear more about it. So this song came as an inspiration to you from COVID.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I was surprised.
That's the last
thing
I'm worried about.
No, that's right.
Right.
It just came to me. It came to me so easy. So God had managed to download it in my spirit for me to write it, and I was blown out of my mind the way it came to me, because it was like 1, 2, 3, there it is. You know, it was so profound. It was so profound, and I can remember being on that sick bed, and God was ministering to me, and he was saying, arise, shine, for the light has come. He was telling me to go forth in his glory, and I can remember him saying, get up out of that bed, take up your bed, and walk, daughter. And it was so profound. It was so profound because the enemy was just trying his best to take me out, and I refused to give in. I refused to give up. So I would say back to the devil, I will live and not die, and I will declare the word of the Lord. So that was my weapon that I was using toward the devil, and I stood on that, and I stood on it because I was so sick. I can remember I could not walk to the end of my bed by myself, but I pushed my
way.
Hard
on your body.
Yes, it was.
It was going
with my lungs. I was short of breath. I couldn't hardly breathe. They wanted to put me in the hospital. I went to the hospital. I was in the ER, and they were getting ready to hook me up on the machine. And
that
I told my daughter, yes. And I told my daughter, I said, no, don't let them do it. And she said, Mama, you going to stay? I said, no, I'm not going to stay. I'm not going to let them do it. They're not going to hook me up. They're not going to do nothing to me. And so she was like, okay, Mama. So I was in ER, and the doctor came in, and he just kept explaining away, you need to be on this. Your heart is doing this. Your lungs is doing that. Your blood is doing that.
No.
And I said, God kept telling me, no, no. And so the fever that I had was out off the chain. And he said, you was dehydrated. I said, oh, no, this, well, you need to stay so we can put some fluid in your body. You don't have enough fluid in your body. I said, you know what, doctor? I can go home and drink plenty of water. That's what I told the doctor.
That my Savior created. Hello.
He said, Miss Neely, I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to beg you. It's on you, Miss Neely. It's on you. If you leave, it's on you. I said, oh, I'm going to be just fine. I'm healed. I'm healed. And next thing you know, they was checking me out of that. I was checking out of that hospital, and I was sick as a dog. I couldn't even hold my head up. I had such a terrible headache. My head was pounding so terribly. It was so severe. The headache hurt me just to move my head around. I knew, and the devil was constantly saying, you're going to die. You're going to die. And I said, I will not receive that. I will live. I will live and not die. And I stood on that word. I stood on that word, and I had people all over the place. They were praying for me. Praise God. Thank God. They were praying for me, and I stood on it, and God said, get up, rise, daughter, take up your bed, and walk. I actually heard God say it, and I couldn't hardly get out the bed, but I forced myself up, and I remember walking down the hallway in my house, and I walked back. And got back in the bed, and I dripped off the sleep, and I slept a lot of, you know, I slept a lot of hours, you know. The fever was so high, I would just sleep. And so God spoke to me, and he said, the glory of the Lord is upon you.
Yes,
rise,
Father.
And shine. And
yes, Lord God.
I stood on that. I stood on it, and I got up. And I think it was like 2 weeks later, I was back. I felt back to my normal self, and I've been moving ever since. And it was a miracle because everything was going wrong in my body during that sickness. And when I went to the doctor to get a checkup, the doctor called me when I got back home and said, "Miss Neely, all your vital signs and everything are normal."
Yes,
I knew it was God.
He sent you signs and wonders. You see, people don't pay attention to the glory of God and all that he does. They don't pay attention to that burning bush moment. Miracles, they flow, baby. But you got to love the Lord. You have to be obedient to God. And you got to trust in him. And so you don't get on that respirator. And that hospital was not your place of worship. It was not your place of refuge. It was meant for you to go home into your temple, to call upon your Savior, for him to bring that sickness out of you, to tell them signs that they will not win, because God is in control. Father, I love these victory stories of COVID. And I love when my brown brothers and sisters fight that science and all of that stuff that them people want to portray to be real. I love when God stands in his front and he says, "I'm real."
Yes, and you know, it's been a lot of challenges that's been in my life, and you know, I'm Dodge accident, you know, and God saved me through accident. I can remember going down this road years ago, me and my daughter, and it was a one-way road, and a car was heading head-on in front of me, and all I can do say, "Jesus," and close my eyes and say, "Jesus." And when I opened up my eyes, the car was behind me, and I knew it was nobody but God, because that was a one-way road. You couldn't go around. That was a one-way road, and I couldn't see nothing but dust in the back. I couldn't see nothing but dust from the
Lord.
I just knew me and my daughter was going to be gone, but God spared my life right there. I mean, God spared my life so many times.
You can't give nobody else the credit. To the top of my lungs, glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know that's right. Nobody but Jesus. Amen.
That's a worship interview, whether y'all like it or not. It's a worship interview today, baby.
Oh, well, we are living in the last and evil days, you know. We need to be worshiping God, you know, at this season. I mean, we need to give God all we got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is something else out there in that world, but we need to be worshiping God, giving God everything we got.
You are absolutely right. I'm so glad that you have this wonderful team to be a part of, the David Bent group. You know, my homegirl, Shay, she's not my homegirl. She's my positive power sister. You know, Ms.
I know that's right.
All in the group. That's right. You over there with that good counsel. I know that's right.
Yes.
To be fruitful and creative and bless us with your music. Oh, man. Yes. These projects, do they take you out? You know, do they just take all your energy? Like, does it take you long to bounce back in between each project?
Not really. Honey, you have to get the work done. You got to get the work done. You know you got to do it. You want to get out there, you got to do it. So, no, you just submit to it and do what you got to do. That's the way I look at it. I got to do this, so I got to do it. God gave you the gift. You got to move on in it. You know, he didn't give it to you to sit down on it. So So we have to use whatever God gives you to do. That's the way I feel about it.
And I think that's how we need to feel about life in general, you know? Get on up and get it done. Because sitting there thinking about it, getting them things that somebody else won't do it, it's not going to open that door for you. You know, and sometimes God just put the door right in front of us just to see if we'll push it open or knock
that's
it
true.
Or something, you know?
That's true.
You know, you gotta have works and actions. You can't just sit up there and ask. You gotta have some work.
Yeah, I liked what Brother David always said. He said, "Go and be great." That is a great word, motto to say. Go and be great. You know, that's a great word to me. So that's a blessing. So you gotta go and be great.
Go
and whatever you're doing. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What scripture are you holding on to lately? Which one are you holding on to this week, I'll say? Because I'm sure it's
right now. Right now, I'm holding on to Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's my scripture right now.
I love it. Yes. Over here just glorifying God and praising him and just being excited.
Yes.
I needed an interview like this.
don't let yourself get tired and doing good. And do not give up. Regardless of what the enemy throws at you, we got to keep going. And one day we will reap at the right time what God has for us. So we just cannot lose heart or grow weary or faint. We got to keep going. That's what's for
harder
me right now.
Harder than it sounds. But it can be accomplished. Yes, God, it can be accomplished. How can people find your music? How can they find your old music? How can they find your new music? You know, we want to be able to promote This Is My Love song. How they can reach out and get your music?
You can go on YouTube and hear This Is My Love song. Amen. And you can go on all the outlets, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart. You can go all over the music outlets and you just type in my name, Alma E. Neely, and you'll find some information about me.
Amen. Any upcoming projects or shows that we need to be aware of?
Yes, you need to be aware of the concerts that's coming into Lithonia, Georgia. Yes, 2244 Panola Road in Lithonia, Georgia. And you can go get your tickets on Eventbrite.com and Beyond the Fence State to State Tour 2022. And you will see Minister Shay Samuel, Minister David Benton, Brother D.B. Jr. and Brother G. Will, and myself, of course. And we want you to go and get your tickets on Eventbrite.com. Amen. Beyond the Fence State to State Tour. Yes.
Amen.
I'm excited about it. Yes, and it starts at 6 o'clock, July the
30th.
At
6
o'clock, July
the 30th. We need to support. So get on out there, listeners. Hop on Eventbrite. You can just type in Prophet's name, Alma E. Neely, and you can find her show. You can find her music. Please go out and support. Amen to that. Prophetess, one last question.
Yes.
And I know Batman's going to be mad. Like, why do you wait till the last minute to ask these type of questions? But I can't help myself. So one last question. Do you ever think that there will come a time in your life that you will say that your relationship with God had no meaning?
No, I will never come to that point to say that, because my relationship with God is is real. I would never give up. I would never quit. I would never look back. God don't want you to look back. And so if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. You're not in your rightful place when you look back. You're looking at the wrong thing. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the prize, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So my relationship with God, it means so much to me. I wouldn't have it no other way, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's his job. So I'd rather have life and life more abundantly by being on God's side.
Amen. And I'm so glad you say that, because sometimes we come across situations in life where we just kind of give up, and we might want to blame God or be angry with God. So I just wanted to ask you, prophetess, what would you choose? And I'm so glad you made the right decision. Amen to that. Would you be so kind enough to pray for our listeners and to pray us out this evening?
Yes, I sure will. Praise God. Thank you for the opportunity. Father God, I just thank you once again. I thank you, God, for the opportunity that you allow me to be on this show. Father, we ask you, Father God, to bless my sister Kelly and Father God, Minister Batman. Bless him, Father God, in Jesus' name, that they will go even farther in you in the ministry. Father, I thank you for each and every listener under the sound of my voice, God. And Father God, if they don't know you, Father, that they will give their heart to you on today. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for keeping us, God. Oh, Father God, we just bless you on tonight. We thank you, God, for allowing us to get it right, another chance, another day to get it right with you. Father, we thank you for most of all for life and life more abundantly. Oh, Father God, we just ask you, Father God, to bless each and every one, God, that's under the sound of my voice. Give them their heart desire, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pull them out a blessing. Give them overflow in their life, and let everything that they touch, Father God, let them touch, what they touch, God, will be prosperous. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise. We ask you most of all, God, to put your ministering angels, encamp them around us, Father God. Protect us from the wiles of the enemy, Father. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, help us to keep our focus. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. You said, whose mind is stayed on you? Yes. You will give us that inner peace, that perfect peace, that peace that passes all understanding. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Prophetess. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer.
Thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God. I want to give you a hug. Well, I want to get a hug from you.
Amen. Maybe one day we will meet personally. Praise the Lord. Never know. Amen.
Batman, do you have any last words?
Prophetess, thank you so much for blessing our audience,
you are so
our
welcome.
Listeners. Somebody out there really needed to hear that. Especially Kelly.
Amen.
Especially me, right?
Yeah.
No, I've been upfront about my little spiritual struggles lately. So I'm grateful for a breakthrough. Oh, Father
Amen.
God.
But you know, Kelly, I didn't know you didn't catch the show today, but I know Pastor Tanker said something to you about, you know, when he was talking about when he fell and how it made him the man he is today. Remember, he said he went through two marriages to get this third one right. and look at him and his wife now, just doing their thing for the glory of God. So, whatever struggles you're going through is basically going to make you the next best you. You know, so
praise God.
Yeah, and thank you, Prophetess.
I look forward to it.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And thank you for praying into her.
Yeah.
Thank you for praying into all of us, because we all got our struggle. We're human.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Yes, we all have a story.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. We're not artificial intelligence.
Amen.
We hear them. That's right. But look, thank you so much for again coming back on the Positive Power platform.
You are so welcome.
And we know one day we're going to meet you in person, because I think you guys are going to be coming pretty close to the DMV, because I know Junior Trench Church is somewhere outside of Richmond and Lynchburg, which I go past that all the time when I head to North Carolina. So I'm trying to time it to make one of those events when you guys visit Junior Trench Church. So we'll make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring Kelly
Batman
along. Yeah, I'm coming outside.
Man, you need a bubble. You need a bubble.
I'm coming outside.
With all your media in it.
See, the deal is, we got. Actually, I told you I drink elderberry straight out of the bottle, so I'm probably foolproof. Because my wife had COVID.
That elderberry, baby. Yeah. Elderberry.
My wife was sick. I didn't get sick, though, but, who knows. But anyway, we're going to meet one day, and I hope that we'll be able to make some stuff, some business decision, and bring you guys here to the Maryland Eastern Shore area to do y'all thing.
Bring that concert over here.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
And we'll let Kelly be the hostess, so she hosts the concert.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I would be flattered. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We'll make that. We're gonna take over this. That's right, Kelly. I haven't taken you to Centerville yet. You like it over there.
Well, hey, I'm down. Yeah. I'm down for the action. Let's
That's
get it
right.
Done.
They got a nice stage, real nice stage. Not just that, Graysonville and Centerville, here we come. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to Late Night with Jervis Live Worldwide and Kelly Holland. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you got some gems, some nuggets from this, and we hope to make you even better you. Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelly. Tell them to tap in.
Thank you again for joining us. Well, they're definitely going to tap back into their unspeakable joy.
That's right.
But stay tuned for This Is My Love Song by Prophetess Alba E. Neely. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Fill me with your fire, love song.
Hey, 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 my name is Davis and I'm from Haiti, but I live in Dominican Republic. I'm here, Positive Power 21, Jerry Ross Live.